and Dr. Raymond Hamdan, clinical and forensic psychologist based at the Human Relations Institute. He's here to take your questions this morning. You can tweet at Suzanne Radford on any emotional issues you may be facing, whether that's anxiety, depression, or issues with relationships with a partner, with a loved one, or even in the workplace. We started off talking about stress, how to manage stress, and lots of people have texted in on that. We'll be continuing with stress, but we've also got other issues to deal with. And a text message here. Hello, Dr. Raymond and Suzanne. Hi, I've been married for 20 years and have 6 children, the joy of my life. But lately, I've been resentful towards my husband, which was puzzling me. And then it just hit me that I didn't love him anymore. My question is, can I reverse this and find love and happiness with him? Thank you for the text.
Well, okay, let's look at this before it becomes a soap opera. The fact is that it's okay not to be in love anymore, because in love is a temporary kind of a condition at the very beginning of a relationship. And it's more of a physical thing. But you do graduate into the compassionate love, which is more of that spiritual bond. And this is something that people don't seem to realize, because especially when we grow up in a society or in a home that's very materialistic, we're always looking for that tangible love awareness. And that's that physical stuff that's at the very beginning of a relationship, and that's that passionate love. So you may actually love your husband, but you're not necessarily in love any longer. And yes, children can be a very adoring part of your life, but that doesn't take away from your need to be also a wife, a friend, a daughter, and everything else that goes on. So that kind of interestingly levels of relationships doesn't just stop with having a children and being a mom, or for instance, being a dad. Now, the way to rejuvenate the relationship with your husband is easy, because if you've loved a person before, you can learn to love them again. Because remember, love is not an emotion like people think. It has its emotional components, but love is actually a learned attitude. And you can relearn to re-love. It's not difficult to do. But you have to ask yourself, do I really want to? And part of that is actually understanding who you are today. You're changed. You're going to be a lot different. You're a lot different today as a person of your experience with 6 children now than you were however many years ago before you became a mom of 6 children. So in that, knowing yourself first, what is it that makes you think, feel, and behave the way you do today? And looking at defining your new self, that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you or something wrong with your husband. That just means you need to understand who you are today to better understand your partner. Once you do that, then you have a better chance of redefining the relationship. And it's very likely that your husband is going through something very, very similar, but may not have focused on it as you did, because his relationship with you may be seen differently by him, because his experiences in his life may be different than yours. Understanding yourself and your husband understanding himself enables you to better understand each other and to redefine the relationship. At that point, when you've given all of those options, then you can decide whether you want to stay in the relationship or not, and most likely you will, because you'll have a better understanding of who you are today rather than thinking, I'm not what I used to be. Well, nobody's what they used to be. We're always changing. We're always making advancements. And these can be very positive things when you recognize that it's okay to be different today.
Mm.
The resentment comes from that guilt that you're not supposed to be feeling these things. So whenever you feel resentment, ask yourself, what is it that I'm feeling guilty about? Well, one way to relieve it is to actually do the things that I'm recommending. Find out who you are through your own investigation. You can do that by seeing a qualified psychologist that'll help you do this. It's not going to be 4 days a week on the couch for the next 5 to 7 years. There are much quicker techniques that can actually help you in self-awareness. It can take anywhere from 3, 4 to 8 sessions. And it would be also very helpful for your partner to be involved in this as well.
So you shouldn't be asking, what was it that I fell in love with in the first place? What was it about my husband or my partner that, you know, drew me to them in the first place? If it was their sense of humour, we don't laugh anymore, or it was their kindness, but I don't see that kindness anymore. Or is it about actually almost like starting as if this is the first day that you've met? Well, you can't quite do that because you've got six children and there's a heap of history, a heap of backstory to your relationship. So is it a combination of the two, or should you not look backwards but really be looking at them now and going, what do I like about them? What do I respect about them? And kind of nurture the love that way.
It's impossible not to look at history. But when you do look at history, it's not to compare yourself to history thinking that there was something wrong with being different today. It's enabling you to understand what you have done to progress. What are the positive things that have put you where you are today? Where you are today couldn't be a negative situation, or you wouldn't even be mentioning these kind of situations. So rather than fearing the differences, be able to glorify the balance and the newness of your own growth. See where your growth is, and therefore be able to understand that it's okay to be a different person today. In the marriage map, we always start off with the honeymoon phase. Then we have the reality and compromise phase. By that time, we're parents, and we focus a lot on parenting more than on being husband and wife. When the children start to get older and they don't need us as mommy and daddy as much because they're starting to develop their own identity, their own sense of independence, their own emotional development, then we look at our partner and say, oh my goodness, I have been married all these years and I forgot. So what is this marriage? Well, it's new. It doesn't mean you have to have a brand new marriage with somebody else. You can have a brand new marriage with your own partner. But it takes you to understand who you are today, your partner understanding who he or she is today, to be able to understand each other and redefine the relationship.
I have a habit of repeating words, compulsive thoughts to convince me of what I've said and done. Is this due to years of anxiety and having issues there? Any remedy or outlet for this?
Of course there is, and whether it's an obsessive compulsive process that you're going through or anxiety, it's actually one and the same, because OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, root may be anxiety, and usually is. And there are some basic behavioral techniques that can be used, and these are used first to help you deal with the symptoms and maybe reduce the symptoms. And then if it's decided that it's more sub-rooted into the unconscious, there are techniques that can be used to psychoanalytically or psychodynamically help you process that information to recover and change the symptomology. Sometimes medication may be required depending on the symptoms, the essence of the symptoms, and what the root cause may actually be. But yes, there are techniques. It's very solution-oriented. And again, this is not one of those 5 to 7 year deals with 4 days on the couch.
My 10-year-old daughter is learning about the human body at school, and she's become very anxious about her heart. She keeps checking if it's still beating. This anxiety is causing stomach pains, and she's getting a sort of heartburn. How can I reassure her? I've tried, but to no avail.
It's not just 10-year-old kids that'll do this. Medical students can actually have what's called the medical student syndrome. And when they're studying diseases, they just happen to come up with the majority of those diseases because they internalize what they're studying. This is usually not in all students, but it is in some of those who have more anxiety than others. Your 10-year-old may have some issues with anxiety. It doesn't necessarily have to be an anxiety disorder, however. There are techniques that child psychologists can help you and your child learn to deal with these more effectively. The child's perception of situations that they're studying is directly correlated with their response to these situations, whether it's learned at home or if it's acquired from some other stimuli, matters not. The treatment situation is going to be the same. It's not just a problem for your child who's 10 years old. You, as a sensitive parent, can also participate in the recovery process to help your child reassess, re-understand, and recover from this situation very effectively.
When we come back, we'll be addressing a text message here regarding someone that lost their dad. I lost my dad, my grandfather as well, last year, and went through a bad breakup with my boyfriend, having a hard time trusting anyone. What should I do? We'll answer that and more in just a moment.